Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello.
Hi.
So good to talk to you guys. I'm fascinated by all things Peppa Pig. It's a universe that I spent a lot of time in because I have four children. So I've gone in and out as the kids have gone through their Peppa Pig eras. And interestingly, actually, I don't know if you found this. So I have twin girls who are now 11. And obviously, kind of, you know, 1 to 6, Peppa Pig was a big thing.
Sure.
Then they kind of got cool and went off and watched other things, whatever. But in the last 6 months, they and their friends are like nonstop watching Peppa Pig again. They're all 11.
Oh, rediscovered it.
Yeah, totally.
And we do find in the show, there are a fair few older siblings that come along and they're jumping around and singing along as well. So I think, yeah, sort of a second discovery.
Yeah, it seems to be.
I do get asked every now and again, and David, I wouldn't be anywhere near as good as you, but to say things like, I'm a bit of an expert, as my one Daddy Pig line.
Hey, that's not bad.
You absolutely nailed that.
Yes! Thank you. I'll go home and tell my kids.
A bit of Roger Moore as well.
Well, I mean, I'm Dave Moore. Why wouldn't I try and channel him? Yeah. Okay, so talk to us about this live show. What is the story? What is the setup? Where are we in the world of Peppa and her family when this live show happens in the Three Olympia?
Okay, so this is all about the arrival of baby Evie, the newest child in the family, Peppa and George's little sister. So act one, Mummy Pig is very pregnant and we're setting the house up. So lots of DIY, fixing the nursery, getting ready, and obviously chaos ensues. And then right at the end of act one, Mummy has to go to the hospital because the baby's on her way.
Right.
And then act two, she's here and it's about the family finding out what life is like with their new baby and the siblings learning to be not just Peppa and George anymore. Now there's three of them, so George isn't the baby anymore.
Yeah.
And sort of about being a family and the sort of trials and tribulations that come with newborn life.
Brilliant. Now, I've seen live Peppa shows before, and I know there's a lot of very clever ways in which the characters are brought to life in conjunction with everything else that goes on a stage show. What have you guys had to learn, other than being actors? What have you had to learn any skills to be Peppa and Daddy Pig?
Yeah, there's a level of puppeteering involved, especially with the children in the show. The adults are giant skin characters.
Big costumes.
Yeah, so that's a whole different ballpark. It's a bit of a workout. The visibility is not great.
This is the edge of the stage. Don't go there, David.
Precisely, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. It's like landing on an aircraft carrier trying to dance into a Daddy Pig. My eyes are elsewhere, often looking at the floor, looking at different marks, making sure I'm not going to land on the front row. But I think that answered your question slightly. I mean, Emma's a fabulous puppeteer.
Thank you.
It's quite new for me. So I've had to learn that skill.
But the kids are genius. They're lovely puppets. They're sort of on a hidden wheels on their base so you can move them around the stage, but they've got springs in their legs. So rather than just pushing them around a shopping trolley, you can bounce. So it looks like they're walking along.
Amazing. And then, look, there is the elephant in the room, as it were, which is that you guys are a married couple and you're playing father-daughter in a stage show. I mean, look, everyone knows that whether you do the little school play that you did when you were small and you do a bit of rehearsal for that, or if you do, you know, amateur theatre or anything that involves rehearsing and relying on each other in a professional way, sometimes it's nice to do that, not with the people that you live with all the time. How do you guys kind of balance that you know, that you're relying on each other both professionally, but then also you have your own relationship?
Well, I think it's I think it's lovely to be in a relationship or married to someone who is in the same industry, because it is a strange creature and has certain stresses or demands, and I think it's lovely to be with someone who understands that as well, because they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And did you guys meet on a project or completely randomly?
No, we met online. Would you believe, as actors, you're always touring. It's hard to meet people. So.
Yeah, I was touring with four grumpy men. I never got to meet anybody because we were doing one-nighters. And a friend of mine convinced me to go online. And of course, I was like, oh, that's rubbish. It doesn't mean anything. It's nothing. And then lo and behold, I had two mental dates.
Right.
And then I met Emma and I've never looked back.
Yay.
Amazing. That's so great and so romantic. I love that. And the relationship is surviving this theatre run then so far, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it helps. Like, you're touring with your best friend.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And we're also raising our son on tour as well.
Oh, wow. Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have a 2-year-old.
What's his name?
Jamie. He's met all kinds of people. He's travelling all over. So he's coming to Ireland, which is going to be great.
I feel really lucky, actually, as a dad, because we get to see him so much in that really precious time that you can blink and miss.
Yes.
And we're doing children's theatre, so we're done by 5 at the latest.
Of course.
So it's actually perfect for raising a little one, because we've got little people's hours.
That is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Would it be okay? Now, this is a big ask, and I know it's a difficult thing to do, but would it be okay in a couple of minutes if we met Peppa and Daddy Pig? Because there are some listener questions that have come in. Would that be possible?
Absolutely.
Which one of us do you want to do Peppa and which one do you
want to Whichever feels more natural, David. Now, I am very excited to say this is a huge honour for me. I am joined by Peppa Pig and Daddy Pig. Peppa, good morning.
Hello, Dave. It's very exciting to be here.
Very exciting for me to talk to you. And hello to Daddy Pig.
Oh, hello there, Dave.
I'm so excited to talk to you because I am a huge Peppa Pig fan. I've been watching it for lots and lots of years. And I love the fact that now you guys are bringing your show to Ireland. Are you excited about coming to Ireland, Peppa?
I can't wait to see Ireland. Yes, I'm very excited.
And Daddy Pig, have you been here before?
Yes, I've been a few times, actually. A couple of camping trips back in the day, and I love it.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait to have you over. And you're going to play the incredible Three Olympia Theatre. It's so historic. That doesn't mean it's bad, Peppa. It means it's really cool.
Oh, good.
Now, I have some questions in from my listeners. Can I ask them of you guys? Is that okay?
Yes, please.
By all means.
Okay, Mary has a question. She says, and maybe Peppa could answer this one, because she says, who's the boss at home, really? Is it Mummy Pig or Daddy Pig?
I think we like to make decisions together as a family.
Yes, but Daddy Pig, what's the real answer?
Well, the real answer is Mummy Pig.
Of course it is. Okay, there's a kid here who's sent in a little voice note for you, and he wants to answer this question.
Hello, Papa.
I'm Oren.
I'm Oren Watkins.
What age are you?
My age are you? Because I'm 4.
Four as well. That's so exciting.
Oren and Peppa are the same age. Oren, that's an incredible question. Thank you very much. Maisie wants to know, Peppa, do you like school or weekends more?
I like to see my friends at playgroup, but I love seeing my family at weekends as well.
Good idea. Daddy Pig, I'm sure you really enjoy working, but obviously it's very difficult to do your job. You presume you like weekends too?
I really do love weekends. You can do all those things that you can't do when you're at work, like Olympian puddle jumping.
Very important, very important. Another voice note now. In fact, we've got two from a girl called Fia, but I'll separate them so you can have one and then another one. So the first one is this.
My name is Fia and I'm 3. I love you, Peppa. Do you like dresses with pockets? I like dresses with my pockets too.
Hello, Julia. Oh, that's a lovely question. My favourite dress doesn't have pockets, my red dress, but they sound like a very good idea. So I think I'll ask Mummy for a new dress that has pockets.
Oh, that's a good idea. And Afia has a question for you as well, Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig, do you like pancakes?
Do you like pancakes?
Yes. I love pancakes, and sometimes when we make them, they get stuck on the ceiling.
This is true. I can attest to this. Daddy Pig, a question from Donal in Dublin. What's the yummiest thing Mummy Pig cooks?
I like spaghetti.
Oh, yes.
And also her chocolate cake.
Everyone loves chocolate cake. And the last question from Sarah Jane in Wicklow is for you both. It says, what makes you both laugh the most?
My little brother George makes me laugh a lot. He's very funny, especially when he's trying to be a dinosaur. Oh, but I love giving baby Evie a bubble bath. She splashes me and that always makes me laugh.
Amazing. Daddy Big.
My children always make me laugh.
You say all the right things, Daddy Pig. I love it. Daddy Pig and Mummy Pig, if you could do me one little favour and just say goodbye to Emma and David when you see them and tell them thank you very much for coming on. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We can't wait to see the show the 23rd and the 24th of May in the Three Olympia Theatre in Dublin. Peppa, Daddy Pig, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
Dave Moore on Today FM.